The protests have spread across the country. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's at the University of Texas in Austin, where Fox 7 photographer was among the few dozen arrested, caught up in the pro-Palestinian demonstrations. House Speaker Mike Johnson went to Columbia in New York City, where there have been days of protests.
Go back to class and stop the nonsense.
At one point, the Republican was shouted down by demonstrators as Johnson calls for Columbia's president to resign if she can't control the situation. Now, the anti-Israel protests have also shut down some campuses in California, Cal Poly, Humboldt, and USC.
Police patrols continue at the University of Southern California as dozens occupied Alumni Park. Even after the university called in the LAPD, 93 protesters were arrested overnight for trespassing. One of those arrests was for assault with a deadly weapon.
That's Fox's Chandley Painter. He's not indicted, but 18 Trump associates have been charged in Arizona, including the former president's ex-lawyer Rudy Giuliani and former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, accused of a scheme to undo President Biden's 2020 election victory in the state. Now, today, the former president gets a Supreme Court hearing.
Whether former President Trump is immune from prosecution in special counsel Jack Smith's federal election interference case. Now, the former president is not able to attend the arguments after the judge in his New York trial ruled he needs to be present in court in Manhattan throughout the criminal trial.
Fox's Brooke Sigmund. Testimony resumes this morning in that Trump New York criminal case. The Biden administration keeps pushing for clean energy. The EPA announced this morning its finalized new rules on emissions requiring coal and new natural gas-fueled power plants to capture 90% of emissions or be shut down. It also requires better coal waste disposal. The industry may challenge all that. Republican West Virginia Senator Shelley Moore Capito wants Congress to overrule the EPA rules. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Ukraine is about to get the new weapons and ammo it's been urgently asking for to keep fending off Russia's invasion after President Biden signed a $95 billion U.S. foreign aid bill. Almost two-thirds of it would go to Ukraine, most of the rest to Israel and Taiwan.
It's going to make America safer. It's going to make the world safer. And it continues America's leadership in the world, and everyone knows it.
Well, the same day the president signed that, U.S. military and intel leaders discussed global threats at the Center for Strategic and International Studies.
Joint Chiefs Chairman General C.Q. Brown said of the current worldwide threat assessment,
this is probably the most dynamic, most challenging that I've seen it.
The chairman admitting that many of those posing the threats, such as North Korea, Russia, and Iran,
they're all active right now, and in some cases working together and somewhat interconnected.
Director of National Intelligence Avril Haines added that the amount of worldwide threats makes it hard to answer important questions.
What is about to happen? How is it about to happen? How should we better prepare ourselves for these moments?
She says the key is maintaining relationships.
There really isn't an issue that we're facing that we don't need our partners and allies to help us address.
Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
We'll get a key update to the economy this morning. GDP growth for the first quarter expected to be slower than the last quarter of last year. Ahead of that, stock futures are falling. The day after the Dow dropped 42 points, but the Nasdaq gained 16. In the NBA playoffs, Miami gets even.
Boston made 22 threes in game one. Hawkes for 22.
Jaime Jaquez Jr., the rookie.
The Heat had 23 three-pointers, a team playoff record, beating the Celtics on TNT 110-101, 11-101, to tie the series at 1-1. Oklahoma City blew out New Orleans 124-92 to go up 2-0. On the ice, Boston, Vegas, and Los Angeles won NHL playoff games. And tonight, the NFL Draft, Round 1. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.